Congregation may be seated, and I invite the children up here to join for the children's message.
Pastor Matt, I'm not feeling it today.
Oh, Joe, you're supposed to do the children's message, though.
Yeah, I'm not very well prepared. My dog ate my homework. There are bugs on my windshield. There's just all sorts of things I got to take care of. I don't know if I can do this.
Well, guys, I don't know. Mr. Davis, Joe was going to do the children's message today, but it doesn't sound like he's up for it. I don't know what to tell you. Joe, you're in the bulletin and everything.
Okay, well, I guess if I have to.
Okay.
Good morning. How are y'all today?
Good.
Well, what was I just doing back there? What did y'all hear me doing when I was talking to Pastor Matt? What was I making?
Excuses.
Anybody in here ever made an excuse? Okay. That's part of what we do as humans. We make excuses sometimes because we may not feel like we want to do something. Okay. Well, when Jesus called his disciples, there were some excuses. But Jesus invited them and told them, everything else will take care of itself. You come and follow me. Okay? So sometimes we make excuses. At home, maybe if you're asked to clean up your room, any of you have to do that now? Or pick up after yourselves or anything every once in a while? And you'll make excuses as you get older. Trust me, it happens. Okay? But let's hope and pray that when Jesus calls us, that we don't make excuses. That we follow him, we love him, we do like our youth group. That's the group that went to Houston. They followed a call. They followed Jesus' call. And they went out. And they did great things of discipleship. And that's what our disciples did when Jesus called them. They went out and did great things to spread the word. Okay, let us pray. Dear Lord, thank you for calling your disciples.
Thank you for calling your disciples.
Thank you for calling us.
Thank you for calling us.
Help us to follow when you call us again.
Amen.
All right, guys. Thank you.